Hello everyone. So I'm walking in the afternoon today and I just thought I would have a quick chat, as it's now the 2nd of March when I'm recording this, ready for this next week's little blog post. And it's all about coming out of winter. You may remember, though probably most of you won't, in that I said right back very last days of summer that I was going to record over 6 months my observations, feelings and what was going on over the autumn and the winter, to see if there were any patterns as to how I felt, what helped me, what didn't help me. And I finished that on the 28th of February, so I'm now going through that and deciding what I wish to include in this particular post. And I'm glad I did it. It wasn't every day, I just did it when I felt like it, when I had a spare few minutes. And as I said, I want to go through it all, what I'd written and what I've discovered. Certainly this winter for us has been actually really quite a difficult one. We've had quite a lot of illness. And when I got back from Oxford in November, I remember putting my suitcase through the door. Everybody else had hand, foot, mouth, and I felt that we had been through quite a long tunnel since then and we're just coming out the other side. So I wouldn't say this particular winter has been easy at all. I'm glad it's spring, and I haven't cracked winter, to be honest. I'm still working on how I can make it better for next year, but there are things in the post that I will share that I'd like to do differently next year. And the things that did go well, like for example early Christmas planning, which was an absolute lifeline, to be honest, when everybody was sick up to Christmas with Christmas shopping and so on. I'm so glad I did that early. Anyway, I'm going to enjoy my walk. I'm going to see if any violets are appearing in one spot where I happen to walk to this afternoon. It's a beautiful, clear, sunny day, and it's just good to be alive. Okay, take care, and I will speak to you again soon, and bye for now.